what's your sense of how you're going to be used and where you'll fit on the depth chart coming into the situation?
Coach Kelly told me I'm coming in competing for a starting spot and basically helping out on special teams as well, and whatever other roles that come up that I need to do, I'm willing to do that, and I've done that my 4 years when I was at Miami. So right now I'm just coming in with an open mind, ready to help this team win.
Did you play a lot of press man last year at Miami?
Yeah, that was all I did, really. That's what they asked me to do most of the time, and it's the same thing here. That's how they see me, that's how they view me as, and that's my skill set. That's what I bring to the table, as far as being on this defense is competing against those receivers and getting up in their faces and disrupting a lot of the timing on the routes.
That part of what drew you here, knowing that what they were doing is roughly similar to what you have been doing?
Yeah, definitely. I spoke with the DB coach. That's how he views me, and that's what I'm here to do is play press man. And whatever else they want me to do, I have the ability to do it.
What kind of market did you find?
I had a lot of teams interested, but ultimately coming down to it, when I researched it, this team made the most sense. This is an up-and-coming team, on the rise, a playoff team. They went to the playoffs last year, and, they're only looking up. When I toured the facility, talked to the coaches, and talked to other people that view this organization, in a high standard. And, when it came down to it, talking to my agent, talking to my family, just made sense to be in the best possible situation for myself.
Ryan, there's a lot of quarterbacks. Richard Sherman had come to talk about how they're the best in the league and all that. How do you rate yourself?
See, I'm not getting into that because it's an ongoing argument, So, I just do what I can do and what I'm capable of doing, and that's going out each and every week and competing and doing my job. It's not about individual success right now. It's about the team success, and that's what I'm here to do is help the team win.
Was the shorter-term deal your idea, or was it the team's idea?
Team's idea, but it just made sense. Right now, my agent dealt with all those numbers and all that stuff. I just felt like this was the best possible situation for me to be in and enjoy it. I like the atmosphere that's here with Chip Kelly and what his philosophy is for this team, and I'm excited. They got me excited. Just being around here in this building, listening to everybody around here, meeting different people, I'm happy to be a part of this organization.
Nolan, how difficult was it to be in Miami last year with all of the well-publicized off-the-field stuff?
It was it was a distraction, and it came at the wrong time, which was unfortunate for us, but it was one of those things that we grew from as a team. It got us closer together, and it sucks that it went down the way it did, and a lot of people that were in the crossfires, they got penalized for it, which was unfortunate, but I felt like that situation, brought our team closer together, and right now they're still trying to go through it, getting through it, but I think they will get through it, they're still working each and every day to kind of clear their name, to clear the organization, to make it better, and they'll do a good job at it.
In the quotes the team gave about you, they mentioned your role as a gunner. Mm-hmm. How much did you do that, and how do you fit in on special teams?
That's what basically how I made my living the first couple of years in the league was special teams. I think maybe my first, second year is when I did it the most, and once I started playing more on defense, that's when that role kind of diminished a little bit. But I was still doing things on special teams as far as, being a jam-up guy against the gunners, kickoff return, being a safety, a punt block, a field goal block. I did everything on special teams because, that was my job. That's what kept me in the league for so long, was doing that at first.
Last season, Chip Kelly had some of his guys on defense playing special teams. Was that the thing that made it even more attractive, that the idea that you can play on special teams a little bit as well?
Well, my special teams coach in Miami was Dave Phipp, and Phipp came over here to the Eagles, so I'm familiar with a lot of stuff that is asked upon for guys like me on defense to go out on special teams to contribute, so he knows what he expects from me, and I know what to expect from him as far as what he wants me to do in my roles on special teams, and like I said, I have no problem whatever doing any type of role they give me.
And coming here, what attention did you put on the depth chart and on the players returning?
You would say it again?
In deciding to come here, how much attention did you place on the depth chart at cornerback and the returning players?
a lot of attention. You know, you just don't want to go somewhere because of the money or whatever. But it was a good situation. You know, Coach Kelly and, you know, they told me and my agent, you know, said that this would be a good place to come in and compete for a starting job. And just looking at the roster, they didn't have a lot of depth on the roster. So I just want to come in here and compete for a job, get an opportunity to do that. You know, I feel comfortable that I can just come in and just make the group better. That's what it's all about. You know, competition just makes everybody else better. It's not about one guy, but it's about the whole group. And right now I'm just trying to help the defense, you know, and everybody will help each other on that side of the ball.
Was Miami interested in bringing you back at all?
Yeah, they were. But, you know, when it came down to it, you know, my time in Miami, it was good, but it was time to do another chapter of my life. You know, I did what I needed to do in Miami, and I just felt like, you know, it was my time to move on and do something else.
Do you have any friends last year of Fletcher and Williams, and now adding you? I mean, this team clearly emphasizes depth on the length on the outside. Mm-hmm. How much more important has that become in the league against the bigger receivers today?
That's becoming very important. You know, those guys are getting up there in height. You know, those guys are 6'4", 6'5", some 6'6", and, you know, you got to be able to have the length on the outside to deal with it. You see those guys in Seattle, you know, those guys have the length. Those guys are 6'3", and got the long arms. Those things that you want on the outside to be able to disrupt the timing of receivers and routes and be competitive on the outside and not just get free access throws. And that's what we're doing. Me, Bradley, and Kerry, we're all lengthy guys, you know, so we're going to get our hands on receivers and be competitive and do what we need to do to be competitive.
Do you have any friends on this roster or anyone whose career has crossed paths with yours?
Yeah, Moses Foku was on this team, I guess, for about a couple years before he got traded. Yeah, so he spoke highly about this organization, and he's, ever since I got into the league, he's always spoke highly about this organization and how they do things, you know. So I felt more comfortable coming here just because I had an inside track on how things were done around here and the people of the city and how they embrace you. So I feel good coming here.
After starting in 12 games, would it be disappointing or frustrating to you to not get a starter job this year?
No, I wouldn't be because, you know, like I said, I come in and do whatever role is needed to. You know, if I come in and compete and I don't get the job, then, yeah, I don't get the job. I just got to find my role on the team to help us win. I'm not going to be frustrated and disappointed. As long as I go out and do the things that I need to do and to help the team out, that's all I'm worried about.
Were you talking about this during your free agency, or was that just things you had heard previously from them?
What do you mean?
About the organization, did you reach out to him for advice, or had you just had those conversations with him prior?
This was prior. This goes back to about 2-3 years ago. You know, when he first got into the league, he told me about this organization, and, you know, throughout the years, he just kept talking highly about this organization. He didn't have anything negative to say.
When selecting his organization, you had talked earlier about the winning and whatnot. Is that kind of the all-encompassing thing that you have? Not only where you fit, but the fact that this team has potential to start winning and all that.
Yeah, definitely. If you can just see back to last year and the things that, you know, the Eagles were able to accomplish, you know, getting to the playoffs, you know, last week of the season, and, you know, it builds momentum, even though they lost in the first round, but you could see that, you know, they're confident and they know which direction they want to go in. And now I see that just from talking with the whole staff that, you know, it's a positive direction and the things that they're doing here to help the players, benefit the players, and putting us first, because they know this organization wouldn't be anything without the players. And, you know, I respect that a lot. When you're a players first kind of guy, that goes a long way as far as respect and trust, and that's something that, you know, I look for in a coach, staff, and an organization.
I saw where your mother was lieutenant governor of Florida. Mm-hmm. Do you have any long-range political aspirations?
No, everybody asks me that. I'm not a politician at all. I've been around it so long, it's not in my blood to do it. I have no desire. I don't have the drive to be a politician at all.